For 10 years, this has been the battleground of legends. An epic quest for immortality. Many have come to seek their destiny. Many have fallen, only to rise again. But to conquer at immortal is to become forever. And one fact remains constant over these 10 long years. This is RAWF Immortal, where legends are made.
Like iron from the fire, get this, and this is Immortal 10 live from New Orleans, Louisiana. Let me bring in my co-host. He is the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, he is El Vacant. Welcome to the Superdome, El Vacant. Welcome to Immortal 10.
Como esta, mi amigo?
It is a huge night, possibly one of the biggest nights in RAWF history. We got a lot to talk about tonight, and in just a few minutes, I will be hitting the start button on the 10th annual Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. If for some reason you're out there and you have not joined the tournament, you only got a few minutes left to do so. As of right now, we got 101 people in there, and you want to make it a couple more, you have just about 10 minutes to do so. But it, we're going to kick that off in just a few minutes. Plus, here in just not long after that, we will be announcing the 2023 class of the RAWF Hall of Fame. And then we have Judgment's halftime show happening at the top of the hour. Ooh, we got a. It's gonna be one hell of a night, El Vacant. How are things, sir? How's the taco business going? I see you got the whole fleet out there around the Superdome.
One of the biggest nights of the year needs the best food of the year.
Including, we had a camera outside the Superdome a little bit earlier, and this is what they picked up. That was El Vacant waving from his ice cream truck / taco truck earlier today, early out in the parking lot. You got ravaged by fans, too, soon after that.
I almost didn't make it here. I had to kind of, fight my way through the crowds, giving autographs, and, maybe a few free taco coupons. But, we don't need to get into that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, just a few minutes away from starting the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, but quickly I'm going to give you a rundown of everything else that's happening at Immortal 10 tonight. Oh my goodness, so many windows I've got open to keep track of all this, but here we go. We've got, first of all, an 8-man tag team match, members of Anarchy taking on God Slayers, Luke Cage, and Conk, that being Judgment, Sabelli, Stefan Knight, and Hotshot Chaz in an 8-man tag. We have a War Games, Aaron McFadden, Mark Caliber, Hotshot Chaz, and Fire Chief Bill taking on Killer Neptune, The Razor, Margaritaville Mahler, and Hobo Ezekiel. We got a couple steel cage matches. You've got AF James taking on Mark Caliber and DW taking on Kane the Governor. A couple of challenge matches. Revenge Gibson taking on Chris Cage. Myself taking on Draven Blackbird. Let's see. We've got... Let me get to... There it is. All right. We have a Grand Slam Gondole match. This one is career versus career. One of these two RAWF superstars, their career ends tonight at Immortal. It'll either be Hobo Ezekiel or the Teflon Sheik. Whoever gets thrown into the dumpster at ringside will, their career will end tonight, whether it be Hobo Ezekiel or the Teflon Sheik. A brutal rivalry match here, apparently, folks. Good friends, better enemies. Maeve O'Hare takes on the Paragon of Greatness. Then we get to some title matches here. Hatfield and McCoy Championship. It's an I Quit match for the Hatfield and McCoy Championship. Marquise de Sade taking on Conk. Maeve O'Hare defends the Champions Choice Championship against Conk. Hobo Ezekiel scheduled to defend the Anything Goes Championship against Fire Chief Bill. The Immortal Griffith defends the Powerball Championship against the Extreme Enigma. White Lightning Championship, two members of Anarchy. Chris Cage defends against Hotshot Chaz with a battle for Sparky. Multimedia Championship, Karate Bunny takes on the Cougar. I didn't hear it. Did you? I missed that.
Hear what?
I didn't hear anything. Didn't you?
I didn't hear anything.
Hi-ya! Oh, there it is. Wondered when he was going to chime in. A little delayed reaction from Karate Bunny there.
Sometimes he makes us wait for it.
The Triple Crown Championship will be on the line. The Immortal Griffith defending against Davila and Kayla the Governess. Estrogen Championship, Mabel Hare defends against the Cougar, the First Lady of Anarchy. Men's Championship, Simply the Best defends against Dr. Kent. Tag team titles on the line, the God Slayers defend against Dungeons and Dragons. Nightcrawler defending the Midnight Hobo Championship against the Unsettled Chris Cage. Paragon of Greatness defending the FUBAR City Championship against Strangleheart. National Championship, Beast defends against Karate Bunny.
Fire!
Exactly. You have the Platinum Dragon Championship in a Bourbon Street Brawl. Blake Bradley defends against Simply the Best. They're both in their positions out on Bourbon Street ready for this epic confrontation. And then the main event. They're already shooting them down, and apparently I've already got a bar tab. Thank you, STB. World Heavyweight Championship, the main event, ladies and gentlemen. Dees defends against the Paragon of Greatness. That all goes down tonight, plus the start of the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, which I am now going to hit the button on. Ladies and gentlemen, I am heading toward that. Right there's the button. See it? That's a nice little button. Says Xanthar and everything. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament 2023 is underway, ladies and gentlemen. The first round is out, and only four matchups here in the first round. The Crow, Mark Caliber, taking on Ken Costa. The Agent of Hate taking on V-Dizzle. Big Papa taking on The Undertaker. And Raven the Enchanted taking on Albatross Unlimited. That is the first round. And the biggest payout in coins that we've ever had for the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. A total of 420 million coins, ladies and gentlemen, which was incredible, extremely incredible. And once again, one last time, thank you to all who donated coins, bucks, or prizes to this incredible tournament. It is now underway. All the sharing and joining and all that good stuff is over. Now we get to sit back and watch and see who walks away this year's Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament winner. So before we get to Hall of Fame, which we will do in just a few minutes, El Vacant, let's talk a little bit. Pick a match and we will discuss it. Pick any match.
Let's see. Let's go with Beast Bunny.
Beast Bunny. You've got Beast defending the national championship against the one and only Karate Bunny.
Yes,
that's
the one I said.
Fire!
There he is. All right. But yes, that is, intriguing matchup. Beast, of course, an RAWF stalwart, Karate Bunny, fairly newcomer, although. But he has been hitting his stride as of late, if you will, hopping around the bunny trail, hippity-hoppity, and Easter is actually on its way. But he's been on quite a streak, but he's going up against your boy, the man you love to talk about, or at least say his name. And, you know, the national title, very important to Beast, and he wants to keep it in the Anarchy family. He does not want the bunny to get his grubby paws on it, if you will. But the dojo mojo that Karate Bunny has been showing as of late, Do you think that continues tonight at Immortal 10? He's got two big matches, to be honest with you, and both against members of Anarchy. Who do you see Karate Bunny's evening going?
Look, as of last night, I was saying, you know, I think I actually picked against him in both matches last night. But, you know, I kind of ruminated on that, and I don't think it's likely he will lose both. I just don't know which is the one he'll win. I don't know. I think it's unlikely he will lose both.
Well, I think he's got. It's definitely going to be tough for him, and I would have to agree. If he walks away with both titles, I will be shocked. But it will be a huge. I can't really call it a feather because you know, but a huge. What do you call it? A rat, lucky? Maybe he's. I don't. He does have two rabbit feet.
They have ears coming out of the top of their heads.
Yeah, he's got two rabbit feet though. That's got to be lucky, right?
You would think four, technically.
Four, technically. Yeah, you got a point. So, I mean, all the luck goes to the bunny tonight, I suppose. We shall see. But, yeah, that's going to be a good one. There's a lot of great matchups tonight, I got to say. I mean, I can't remember when an immortal a card has looked so good. No offense to anybody who's been on past immortals, but this one is going to be roughhousing. You got the White Lightning Championship, Unsettled Chris Cage, Hotshot Chaz, both members of Anarchy. But we know the story with both of them before they ever joined Anarchy. And, you know, Chaz is looking to finally take that next step here in RAWS. He's got to get past Chris Cage, though, who is, in his own right is a Hall of Famer and loves that White Lightning Championship. Give me some odds on Chaz winning the White Lightning Championship from Chris Cage tonight.
I think he's hungrier. I think he has a lot to prove to the world and to himself. I think he's going to go in there more fired up than Cage, and I think he's gonna win.
Well, we will find out. I would not be shocked, and I would be very happy for.
I mean, somebody would be shocked.
Yeah, Hotshot, if he wins that title tonight, will finally take that next step. And as he said last night, no better place than on the show of shows, Immortal 10. I see you out there, Draven. Yes, I know what you're thinking. I know what you want, but you got you got to beat me first before it even happens, buddy. So you just chill out. All right. So with that being said, I think we're going to go ahead and name at least the first couple members of the RAWF class of 2023 Hall of Fame. What do you think?
I think we should. Absolutely.
Let's get at least a couple out of the way here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So with that being said. Ladies and gentlemen, our first inductees, yes, I said plural, into the 2023 RAWF Hall of Fame Class of 2023 are a team that for the better part of 2 years, from the summer of 2020 until the fall of 2022, dominated the tag team division in RAWF, capturing the titles twice and in their second reign holding them an astounding 431 days. Only losing them in October of 2022, of last year when they chose to defend them in a tournament of their own making against seven other teams. Separately, these two have held multitudes of championships, including the World Heavyweight Championship, but if you ask them what accomplishment they are most proud of, it's that long title reign that will be incredibly tough to match. And they did this despite being two of the most arrogant and controversial figures in RAWF history. Ladies and gentlemen, our first inductees into the 2023 class of the RAWF Hall of Fame are the tag team known as Swords and Scimitars. So those are our first inductees this year, the third tag team to ever go into the Hall of Fame, El Vacant. I know you may not be fond of them, but you can't disagree that they were one of the most dominant teams in RAWF history.
I mean, I could disagree. I'd be lying, but I could do it. I could find a way to do it.
But they will be our first inductees into the RAWF Hall of Fame at Radiversary in May, May 14th, live from Cleveland, Ohio, a.k.a. FUBAR City. The next inductee into the 2023 RAWF Hall of Fame is not just a legend in RAWF, but all of Unstoppable as well. He was a pioneer of radio-style broadcasts in Unstoppable, co-hosting shows like Scum Radio with numerous legendary personalities. In the ring, he was as tough as they come, and in RAWF, he was a former national and men's champion, winning the latter in a scaffold match from Judgment at the very first Immortal on April 13, 2014. He would follow up with Judgment at Immortal 2 the very next year in a barbed wire match for the ages. He was a huge part of RAWF in its early years and one of the best overall characters ever in Unstoppable's history. Sadly, he is no longer with us, but he made damn sure in the time he had on this planet that we would never forget him. And if you've never been had the pleasure of being called an ingrate by this man, then you truly missed out. Ladies and gentlemen, our next inductee into the RAWF Hall of Fame, gentlemen, the legend himself, Spicy McHaggis, will be inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame next month at Radiversary. And I got to say, El Vacant, I mean, Spicy played a big part in my career. He helped, I mean, he was one of the reasons I got into doing a weekly radio show early on when I started with Shifty. Just listening to Spicy and the things he would say, the things he would do, and interactions he had with other people on air, as well as his shenanigans in Unstoppable, played a huge part. You know, he was a pioneer of what we do today here on RAWF Network. So, and he is missed by a lot of people. He was one of the greatest characters in Unstoppable. You didn't know him too well, though, did you, Elvis?
No, I never actually met him. But I, you know, I've heard many stories in the back from the crew and from wrestlers. You know, it sounds like I missed a pretty good guy.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And Spicy, as I said, will never be forgotten. And we're going to make sure that when we induct him into the RAWF Hall of Fame in May at Radiversary. Screw it. We're going to do all of them. We're going to get all of them out of here and get them done. So people, I know there's some people, may not be able to stay for the whole show, so we'll just get them all out of the way right now. What do you think?
Sure, why not?
Why not? Our next inductee began his career here in RAWF at the tail end of 2017, and ever since, he has taken us on a ride like no other. His bitter feuds with his own family, most notably his brother, and others like Luigi Mario, Aggie, Hotshot Chaz, and really, most notably, the Paragon of Greatness, are some of the more memorable moments in RAWF history. He's even battled himself, or I should say versions of himself. He is a two-time after-hours champion and one-time Powerball champion. But what really makes him a Hall of Famer is his never-give-up personality and willingness to entertain the masses no matter what the cost, even if it means doing so with three different faces. Ladies and gentlemen, our next inductee into the RAWF Hall of Fame is the one and only... like this one best.
Hail back to skin.
Him as many personalities over the years, the Crow, the Joker, Cactus Josh, but all of them are a tribute to one man. He is Mark Caliber. And El Vacant, I find it hard to think what RAWF would be like without Mark Caliber over the years. He did indeed give us some of the most memorable moments we've had here in RAWF. Agree?
Absolutely agreed. He's actually one of my favorite workers in the company. He's never boring. He's always. I mean, I will say he, more than once he's made me stop and go, okay. But look, I'd rather someone make me question what the hell's going on than make me go take a nap, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mark has always been an entertainer at heart, and I believe he's definitely accomplished that. And that makes him a definitive RAWF Hall of Famer. Next up is one of the most boisterous personalities in RAWF history. He is a former Midnight Hobo, National, and Superstars champion, but those titles don't even begin to tell the story of this man's 2019 and 2020, where out of 20 rankings periods in those 2 years, he was in the top 25 an astounding 19 times. 18 of those times in the top 10. The most dominant two-year period in RAWF rankings history. But out of the ring, this man was integral in helping RAWF radio in its early days, directing and producing many on-air commercials, and even co-writing that legendary number one hit, Amadeus Style. His creativity knows no bounds. But on top of all that, he is probably best known for one thing. His voice. With it, he can bring a humdrum show to life with just two words. Good evening. Or make the women swoon with just a how you doing. Ladies and gentlemen, our next inductee normally needs no introduction or fanfare. He is the greatest male voice in all of Unstoppable. He is the Great Red Dragon.
You're welcome. I can't do a very good impersonation of him, but I had to try.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Great Red Dragon will be inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame here in just a couple months. So, Dragon, if you're out there, congratulations. And well-deserved, buddy. Well-deserved and a long time coming. So that leaves one last addition to the to this year's class. Our last addition has a resume that goes like this: 2-time Powerball champion, 4-time men's champion, 1-time Superstars champion, 1-time Cripple Crown champion, 1-time FUBAR City champion, 1-time Platinum Dragon champion, and 1-time world champion. He is also the first person to be inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame that has ever won the coveted Xanthu the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, which he did in 2021. His in-ring abilities have never been questioned throughout his career, but it was an RAWF that I personally believe he has truly come into his own. He is a prime example of what RAWF is all about, combining winning and creativity to make his way to the top despite the intense competition. Please join me in welcoming our final member of the RAWF Hall of Fame of 2023. He is simply the best.
I'm not going to break into the song because I'm not that mean.
What? No, so you simply the best. I'll do it.
Better than all the rest.
All the rest.
Do it.
Hey, it's well deserved. Well deserved. The entire class is. I think this is an astounding class. No doubt about it. One of the best.
Yeah, it's a very good class. I mean, like, you know, we had we have a very unfortunate circumstance for one of the people, but you know that is how life goes. I'm glad that he can be memorialized. That's the word. Memorialized like this, and you know, some very, very strong, proponents for the company, along the rest of them. This is a good class. I appreciate it.
It is. It is going to be a.
Somehow I yet again got overlooked, but you know, we don't need to go into that.
Hey, talk to the committee. Oh wait, that's right. You don't know who they are.
I can't. You don't tell us who the committee is.
So at any rate, to recap, ladies and gentlemen, this is your 2023 class of the RAWF Hall of Fame. Swords and Scimitars, the legendary Spicy McHaggis, the Crow, Mark Caliber, the Great Red Dragon, and Simply the Best will all be inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame on May 14th, live from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, a.k.a. FUBAR City. Yes, extremely excited about this class, no doubt about it. I mean, what else can you say? It is... We'll be talking more about it as the weeks progress towards Radiversary. But, yeah, I'm happy. I'm extremely happy with this class. I you know, there was a lot of discussion. There was a lot of debate. And, you know, next year we'll have more discussion and debate. But that is the class this year, an extremely good one. All right. So with that being said, where do we start as far as people? Well, you know, we got to start with the guy who's main eventing tonight here at Immortal 10. Let's bring on possibly the next World Heavyweight Champion, the current FUBAR City Champion, possibly the next one half of the next Tag Team Champions. We find all that out tonight. He is.
Recognize that I am not alive, I survive, I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline, everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal, I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun, I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches, better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptized in blood of the fallen, keep it G. Go ahead, Yosemite Sam, fuck around, beat it at hologram. Big dog way off the counter, don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps, with the rats that creep in my flesh. But hey, wait, and then the mega still sleep by the open wounds, stress.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the paragon of greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Oh, great evening, Amadeus. What a class of the Hall of Fame. I mean, from in-ring ability to storytelling ability, memorable characters, people that have it all. This is the reason why people show up to RAWF for exactly the kind of names like you just listed off.
He's just happy because, you know, you'll notice that the list you listed off was almost the exact list he recommended.
Yeah.
That's beside the point. I'll make it.
That's true. You are very pro Hall of Fame. You would be this, even if it was none of the, well, if it was none of the names on your list, you'd probably like be hashtagging about a couple of them, but you would still be enthusiastic for those who got in.
It's immortal. I'm always excited, man.
It indeed it is, and it is an exciting evening, and yes, the Hall of Fame class, but tonight, that will be down the road, the Hall of Fame. Tonight is a huge night for you, Paragon, and, you know, we've talked at length about all of the matchups that you have this evening. So, I mean, talk to me about what you pray, what you're hoping to get out of tonight's Immortal as a whole. I mean, obviously you've got several different things going on, but you know, I know how special this night always is for you and has been since you've been in RAWF. Talk to me about the emotions going through your head right now.
Well, you know, a calendar is going to tell you that a year starts in January, ends in December, but that's not how it works in this business. That's not how it works in RAWF. We go from immortal to immortal. And over this last year, it's been a really difficult year. I'm not going to lie. It's been a bit of a roller coaster year of self-discovery and self-recovery. But I learned a couple of things this year. Maybe the first thing that I learned was, after all of these years, I still have a lot to learn. But the second thing that I learned, that you can't let the bastards get to you. You see, even though when I took a position as a GM, I said that I was still going to be a wrestler first, that creeping feeling in the back of my head was constantly withering away at me, saying, you can't hold this position and be the same paragon. They'll take everything from you. They'll delegitimize all of your accomplishments. They'll cry foul every time you gain any success. They'll say that you got it because of who you are and not what you did. And I'm not going to lie. I let it get to me. I did. I took a step back, and I've mostly been focusing for the last couple of years on Immortal. It's my one time of year that I get to enjoy the sport. And then the rest of the year, I just kind of take a backseat because I felt like that was what was best for everybody. It didn't matter that the rest of the GM team were active competitors. I was willing to sacrifice myself and what made me happy in order to do right by the locker room. And then the second thing that I learned was that I had to be able to forgive people, and I have a dear friend, Hobo Ezekiel, to thank for that, because despite all of the wackiness and silliness of an adventure to the North Pole that literally involved resurrection, I learned that I can't hold on to grudges. I can't change what's past. I can only change the future, and that's when I started to realize that I'd been pushing myself for years against a crime that I never committed and for a perception that I never earned. And then there was Maeve. The final lesson that I learned was this. You can forgive, but you also have to be willing to forget. I didn't want to lose my friend. I did everything I could to keep the friendship alive, but at the end of the day, not everyone can be saved, and I can't make everybody happy no matter how hard I try. So here I am, the Knight of Immortal, and it's all coming back. I earn my way into a prominent position on the card, and there they go, crying conspiracy, doing exactly what I've kept myself on the shelf all of this time to avoid. And it took the bastards no time at all to immediately go to that well. On the Knight of Immortal, and here they go, talking about how nobody wants to see me succeed except for maybe my brothers, as if nothing that I've done for any of them has ever mattered. Here I am, on the Knight of Immortal, and they're dragging my name through the mud, dragging my personal life through the mud, as if I were nothing at all to them. But I want all of them, all of my opponents, from the champions that I'm about to dethrone to the contenders that fell short at my feet. I forgive all of you, because when it's all said and done, the fans will forget you, every last one of you. They will move on, and you will mean nothing in the end. There's only one match that I want to talk about for tonight, because there is only one person from top to bottom on this road to Immortal that has actually acted like a credible human being. And I really want you all to soak this one in. Really listen to the words that I'm about to say, because one person in this build-up to Immortal has managed to not act like a jackass. one person has managed to stand above the rest of you as decent. One. And let me clear my throat for the rafters to hear, because that one person that has maintained even the minimum facade of decency is the immortal Griffith. You don't need to clean your ears. Griffith has proven to be the most decent human being and more decent than each and every one of you. And I hope you really take that in. The guy that likes to stand on people's throats and burn the ground that you've ever even walked on has been the best human being out of all of you. So tonight, Griffith, not the God Slayers, Griffith, I wish you luck in our tag team title match, because you, sir, deserve a quality match.
All right. Well, Paragon, that's an interesting take on everything. And I wish you good luck tonight. You've got a lot going on. You are in the main event against Deez for the World Heavyweight Championship. And any quick thoughts about that match?
Zingers aside about how Griff is more of a decent human being than all of you, I'll give you this, Deez. You have done a lot to try to turn yourself around over the last year. Clean your act up, clean yourself up. You've earned the reputation of Mr. RAWF pay-per-view. And had you not pissed me off with some random-ass comment about how nobody but the Brotherhood would like to see me be the champion again, this would be a whole lot different of a story.
All right. Well, Paragon, good luck tonight. You've got a lot on your plate. It's going to be a big night for you, and I'm going to let you go to get ready for it, unless you have any parting thoughts.
Once again, congratulations to the Hall of Fame class and everybody else at Immortal. It's the best time of year. It's an amazing card. I'm looking forward to all of your matches. Let's make Immortal 10 the most memorable Immortal of them all.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. And we have breaking news from Immortal down there on the floor of the arena in the ring. We have a winner in the Powerball Championship match, the Immortal Griffith, successfully defending against the Extreme Enigma. It was a slaughter, Elvacan. Let's just call it what it was.
I don't think Enigma ever managed to get out of the blocks.
No, I'm afraid not. And this, I mean, we worried that maybe old Enigma talked a little too much shit, but, you know, to tell you the truth, it was what it was. It was a dominant performance by the Immortal Griffith. Congratulations to Griffith. He remains the Powerball champion. All right. So, we got about 15 minutes before we get to the halftime show here at Immortal. But let's see. Let's talk about, if we can. Match probably won't get to talk. We've got, I know you're looking forward to this, and you're hoping a certain person wins in this Grand Slam Gondolier match between Hobo Ezekiel and the Teflon.
I may have a favorite.
You may have a favorite. You're certainly hoping that Hobo Ezekiel walks out the winner and that Teflon Sheik goes bye-bye from RAWF. But, I'm worried, to be honest with you, because Sheik always has something up his sleeve. You know what I'm saying? There's something. He's got to be extremely confident if he thinks he can put his career up on the line. So I'm worried that he's got something up his sleeve to get rid of Hobo from RAWF.
I really hope there is nothing up anyone's sleeve. Because on paper, there's no way Hobo should lose this match. unless she pulls a fast one. I am really hoping that doesn't happen. I like Hobo. I think he's a good presence around here, even if it does mean we have to stock up on Febreze. Whereas, you know, I could do with a little less couscous. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, the competition was, I don't know that the couscous caboose would necessarily be gone. I mean, he doesn't have to be here to actually run his franchise. I'm just saying, you may still have to deal with the couscous.
I mean, I can deal with the couscous if that's what you're telling me to do. I mean, I can just make a few phone calls. Give me a minute.
No, that's not what I was. That was not what I was. No. Well, we certainly know that the Immortal Griffith is in prime condition after watching that match with the Enigma. So now we got to wonder, will he have the same reaction? Will he have the same performance in his Triple Crown Championship tonight against Davila and Kayla?
That remains to be seen.
Yeah, it does. It certainly does.
But they certainly don't have any. they're not going to get any advantage out of him already having had a match.
That's true. It wasn't much of one. It was more like a light workout. No offense, Enigma. And I understand you've got to be frustrated, but
I'm sure he is. People tried to warn him. People tried to warn him, and I don't think he took anyone seriously. Maybe he should have maybe done a little more homework.
Well,
that bell rang, and the Immortal just started.
Absolutely. He can learn from his mistakes tonight, learn from this, and realize maybe he'll be back in the title picture very, very soon. We will find out. Let's talk about a little bit more about, the Midnight Hobo Championship is intriguing, of course, because it's Nightcrawler against Chris Cage, a matchup we've seen for other titles in the past. Chris Cage getting the best of NC on a couple of occasions for titles in the past. And, they're both members of Anarchy, so no matter what happens, the title stays in Anarchy. But still, Cage probably would love to hold the Midnight Hobo Championship. Who do you like here? Is there a call that we can make?
Emergency room, tell them to be prepared.
Well, that's
that seems like a call we should make.
Well, I do that. I do that before every show, to be honest.
Fair
enough. Because the hospitals here in New Orleans are on standby, trust me. And Chris Cage also taking on his fellow Anarchy member, Hotshot Chaz, with a White Lightning Championship. So Chris Cage, other than his match, his challenge match with Revenge Gibson, he's taking on people that are supposed to be quote-unquote his allies for the big titles. It's interesting how it were worked out.
It's weird because when was the last time one of them faced someone who wasn't one of them? I mean, I'm starting to feel like they have their own little mini wrestling organization inside RAWF.
Well, they've been stepping it up. All of them really have been stepping it up over the last few months. I mean, Nightcrawler was a former world champion here early last year. So, I mean, and then Beast, of course, the national title has been looking as good as ever. Chris Cage, always after that White Lightning Championship, and has held it on multiple occasions. And then, Cougs, of course, is always in the mix. So, I mean, they've really stepped it up over the last year to get themselves into the top 25, all of them. So I gotta say that they probably, as of late, have been the most dominant group of people in RAWF. So as a whole, they've got a huge night tonight. It'll be interesting to see how they walk out, what they walk out with. All right. Well, still got 10 minutes. Let me see here.
Are we only doing an hour? I thought I said two.
No, we got 2 hours. We're doing 2 hours, but I'm waiting 10 minutes till the halftime show.
Oh, right. Okay.
I see Judge down there getting stuff ready. So Should be interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing what he came up with this year. But let's see. So, yeah, 10th Immortal. We have had, and this is the 10th annual Immortal pay-per-view. And it's hard to believe this is, we've had 10 of these so far. The very first one seems so long ago, yet I can very remember Judgment versus Spicy McHaggis in that scaffold match for that very first Immortal, a classic historic matchup. One of the many reasons Spicy will be going into the Hall of Fame next month. And I gotta say, I know there's a lot of people that miss him, and I'm one of them. And I know Judge is one of them too. And we'll probably talk with him more about that as the weeks get closer to Rataversary. But let's bring looks like he's ready to come up here. Let's get him in here and see how he's feeling after hearing the announcement and if he's ready for his halftime show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Mr. RAWF is here at Immortal 10. He is Judgment. Judge, is everything ready,
hey,
sir?
Everything's ready. How are you doing? Jeff Elvacan.
Oh, hi.
Hi. We're ready. Some of the artists are down there. You can see them getting ready. And, yeah, it's going to be fun.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
And we got the throne is set up. I'm just waiting Griffith. They should be bringing him out soon to have us take a seat.
It's like you got the – okay. I recognize a few of them, I think. And it's – okay.
And some's going to be on holograph, so you got to watch someone going to be at holograph.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm excited. We'll have that in just a few moments, though, Judge. Before we get to the halftime show – I want to ask you about your thoughts on this year's class of the Hall of Fame and how you feel. I know one of them in particular kind of tugs at your heartstrings. So why don't you talk to me about what you think about this class?
Oh, it's an excellent class. This class, well-deserved group going in. Mark Caliber, Red Dragon, you know, they're I didn't actually – thought about them, but I didn't put them down. You know, my respects on both of those well-deserved athletes. I did put down Simply the Best. I think Simply the Best deserved it. I'm glad he got in. And then the tag team coming in, they're deserving. And then you got Spicy.
You right there?
Spicy, what can you not say about him? I miss my friend. Well deserved.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I understand. I understand, Judge. All right. Well, let's get you back in the good mood here. Let's get you back in the spirits. Are you ready for the halftime show? Are you ready to do this? Because I'm ready.
We're ready.
All right.
We're ready for the halftime show.
Let's get it underway then. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Immortal 10 Halftime Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, live, this is the Immortal Halftime Show presented by Mr. R.A.W.F.
I'm a dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, live, this is the Immortal Halftime Show presented by Mr. R.A.W.F.
Judge, can you tell him to speed it up? We're running low on time. Can you tell him to speed it
up?
Yeah,
okay. Hey, give me a minute. Hey,
can we get this done quicker, please?
Okay, hold on. All right, guys. Super high speed. Go.
I love you.
That was great. I love that.
That was, okay.
That was like, that was the 100 best songs of the 80s done in 6 minutes.
That was.
I loved
it. And I got a special
great
surprise
job,
for everybody. I got a special surprise for everybody.
What's that?
If you are the first person who can message me and tell me the list of who sung what song in the order them songs played in, you will get a surprise.
Oh, God. I fear to... What? All righty.
We got to check on... Look, he's down there. We got. Oh, I wish he was up here. I would love to get the immortal. I'm going to have to come back when he's up here talking. I had to see what... How he did. He did it. He was sitting on his throne. Look at him down there. He was just...
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, thank you, Judge. That great job, as always. I can't wait till next year when I'm sure you'll put on one hell of another... You're going to have to top that next year. You know this.
Oh, I know. I'm going to have to top it. I'm going to really top it next year.
All right.
I think next year I can – maybe we'll get the stars of REWF to sing songs. Ooh. Stars of REWF to sing a song.
I could sing a song.
I know it's song you can – I got a song you can sing too.
All right. Thank you, Judge. That was awesome. That was the REWF Immortal 10 halftime show presented by Judgment. Great job, Judge. Loved it. That was. What did you think, El Vacant? Why are you looking like that?
Yes, that was wonderful. That was great. I'm going to go take some Valium now.
That was great. Oh, are some of the performers passed out down there?
Yes, some of the listeners are too. Heaven help all those little dancers. God.
Yeah. Well, we might have told you. We had a good thing the hospitals are on notice. All right, folks, our next guest here tonight at Immortal, our next guest challenged. Chose three buddies and challenged to a War Games match tonight. It is him, Fire Chief Bill, Hotshot Chaz, and Mark Caliber taking on Killer Neptune, The Razor, Margaritaville Mauler, and Hobo Ezekiel in War Games. Please welcome.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns, see all that it goes. Nobody tells you where to go from there. A seed by faith will in you. Decisions have to be made. The best path to the hardest earth. Back and forth, the struggle consumes us all.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Aaron McFadden to the program. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Amadeus. Good evening, El Vacant.
Boy.
So, it is underway, the War Games. It is yourself, Mark Caliber, Fire Chief Bill, and Hotshot Chaz taking on three Hall of Famers in The Razor, Hobo Ezekiel, and Killer Neptune, along with the returning Margaritaville Mauler. So you got what you asked for. You got four opponents. So talk to me about, were you surprised about any of them signing up to face you?
All the four was wanting was anybody step up. And we got that.
Well, I mean, as I said, three Hall of Famers on the opposite side of the ring, along with Margaritaville Mahler, the just returning Margaritaville Mahler. So were you, I mean, any intimidation there, the fact that you're in there with three Hall of Famers?
No taking away from what they've accomplished in RWF. But I've tagged with all three of the other people on my team before, and I've, along with Mark and Chaz, we defeated a couple of members of New Necessary Evil last year, so I'm not intimidated by them at all.
Well, good, good, good. So with that being said, Aaron, I don't know. I haven't updated the rankings this weekend, but you were doing pretty good when last we mentioned the Dog 25. Seems like you're stepping it up and making some, getting some big wins. How are you looking now? Do you think you're primed for the top 25 and a possible title shot at Rataversary?
I had a few stumbles last week, but hopefully I can get one more win under my, or one or two more wins under my belt and stay in the top 25.
Good, 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 good. Glad to hear it, Aaron. So, any words, anything you have to say to your partners or your opponents in the War Games tonight?
Good luck, Chaz and Bill, and congratulations to Mark and the other inductees.
Ah, yeah, your friend Mark Caliber did get into the Hall of Fame tonight, and it seems like you're pretty excited about that. But what about your opponents, Killer Neptune, the Razor, Hobo Ezekiel, Margaritaville Mahler? What can they expect from your team tonight at War Games?
Before it's all said and done, each one of them will step into the cage as per the rules, and may the best, when it's all said and done, one team will walk out and one team will walk out as losers. Bring it, gentlemen, bring it, because we will.
All right, that is the words of Aaron Fadden. Good luck to you and your team tonight, Aaron, as you step into the War Games match against a lot of tough guys. All right.
You right over there?
Yes, just give me a second. Okay. Sorry about that.
That there is bad, you know.
Yeah, I apologize. All right, so you have that from time to time.
Yeah.
All right. It does. It does. All right, next up, ladies and gentlemen, she has a huge night this evening. She is in multiple title matches along with a grudge match against the Paragon of Greatness that we've talked about at length. Let's see where her mind is tonight on possibly the biggest night of her career. She is.
Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is Maeve O'Hare now joining us here at Immortal 10. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Bossman. Good evening, Vika.
How are you?
I'm keeping well enough.
Well, Maeve, we've talked at length about all your matchups tonight, and it's certainly a big night for you. Three titles on the line, as well. Okay, two titles on the line, as well as two other big matches. Where do you want to start?
We've got three titles on the line.
Yes, yes, you do. Your three titles on the line. Sorry about that. Where do you want to start?
I mean, I said a fair bit in my piece last night. Conk seems to think that perhaps because he's a wrestling messiah, he's going to pull out some sort of miracle. And we all know he ain't, but that's awful precious of him. The eight-man tag is academic because any two people on my tag team, honestly, any one person on my tag team could beat that entire lot themselves. Let's see. Cougs, I don't know what she's been so aggy about. I don't know what set her off. It could be anything. God only knows with that lot. So she wants to teach me some sort of lesson or put me back in my place or whatever that is. And she's welcome to try. But unfortunately, she and I don't see eye to eye on just what my proper place is. She seems to think that I'm stepping out of line, and I think that I'm headed exactly where I'm meant to be. I suppose we'll see what happens there. The tag team title match, Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, joy. This is nothing against Knox Boogie. He can't help who he's related to. And so I wish him the best of luck and or mis sympathies on having to have such an eejit as his partner. The thing that I want to focus on is what Morcorcra said when he were in here a little bit ago. And he had this very nice, very Morcorcra-esque spiel about learning to forgive and forget, and that you can't save everyone, and you can only do what you can do, and whatever else trifle he said. But the thing that he said that caught me attention is that he forgives me. I don't know what dimension he's living in, what world he's on, where he thinks that his forgiveness is something that I want or need or have solicited in any manner whatsoever. Morcorcra, I hope you're listening. I spit on your forgiveness because I haven't done a damned thing I'm sorry for. And now that I've got that out of the way, the more important thing that I came here to say, and Morcorcra, you're gonna want to put a little pin in this so that you can go back and listen to it later, because I'm going to say something that you didn't expect to hear me say, I'm sure. Are you ready? You were right this whole time, Morcorcra. Every single thing you said, every accusation, every observation, every word that came out of that masked face of yours was true. I am spoiled. I'm entitled. I'm arrogant. Hell, Cougs is going to get mad because this is supposed to be her tagline from her music. I'm the bad guy. You know what? Congratulations, Morcorcra, because you are the only second one who saw it. I have sat here week after week and done nothing but lie my head off, and they ate it up. I don't know if it's because I'm so pretty or so charming or because they're all idiots who can't understand the simple facts that are in front of them. But you're right. I am everything you have ever said I am. And I'm not the least bit sorry. Good night, boss man. Good night, Vacant.
Damn. Well, how long has it been since she sat on your lap, El Vacant? Because it seems like...
Weeks. My knee is very lonely.
Well, don't look at me.
You're not a redhead.
That's right. And believe it or not, I am not going to be a pinkhead as it just stands because...
I don't know, you are on that poster out there.
What? No.
Yeah, look.
What poster?
The one for the pay-per-view that's in the green room? Yeah, I think Draven got to it.
Oh, for God's sakes. Well, it don't matter. I beat him, and I don't have to wear that stupid pink wig. Now there, Draven, you got your challenge. You've been going after me for years. It can now end. You can now, well, go on to other things.
Wait, you beat him already?
It's over.
You're not getting paid by the hour.
No. I want to take care of businesses soon as I freaking could. So, but good match, Draven. Thank you for the fight. And hopefully now we've got that settled. And Draven can move on to other things, hopefully. Hey, good Bubs. RAWF Hall of Famer in the chat there. Bubs joining us this evening. She will be joined along with others in the Hall of Fame class by people we announced tonight, and I was very excited. We'll go one more time. Swords and the Scimitars, Spicy McHaggis, Mark Caliber, The Great Red Dragon, and STB, Simply the Best. We'll all go into the RAWF Hall of Fame at Radiversary on May 14th. So I think that's about as much fun as I can have. I need to go out. We need to get going here pretty quickly. I will say, though, folks, next Saturday night there will be no RAWF After Hours. We are not going to compete with WrestleMania. Just not going to happen. So I think we're going to take next weekend off, take WrestleMania weekend off, and we will be back here in 13 nights on Saturday, April 8th. It's 2 weeks from now. So, Hot Shot Chaz, that's when you will defend your After Hours Championship. Next is in 13 nights. And for that, I want to once again thank everyone who donated to this year's Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. We will keep you guys updated on that as the weeks go by. As it, of course, it usually takes at least a month, if not month, 2 months, to finish that tournament. But we will keep you updated as much as we can. And we'll be back here in 13 nights for hopefully we'll have most of the Immortal 10 results to talk about, El Vacant. So have a good week off. You going to go down to Mexico?
I might hit somewhere else. I don't know, but having a week off, I'm going to do something. I don't want to just sit around.
All right. Awesome. So, folks, thank you all again for joining us tonight. This has been Immortal 10 Live from the Superdome in New Orleans. Hope you all had a good evening, and you all stay safe next weekend. Happy Easter. Is Easter next weekend?
Wait, is it next weekend? I think so.
I think it is.
Maybe. I think so. That sounds right.
Easter? Google.
It's the weekend after. Easter. I don't,
April 9th. Okay, so we will be here the night before Easter.
There you go.
We'll have to do something special for Easter. I don't know what. Maybe an egg hunt of some sort.
Maybe we'll just put Karate Bunny in like every match.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, all bunny all the time here at RAWF. All right.
You know what? We're getting up a little early. You want to go get some beignets? Because I really kind of want some beignets.
What is it?
Beignets, you know, the little fried donut things they're really known for here in the quarter.
Okay, Sure, why not? Sounds great. All right, folks, you all have a good couple of weeks. Enjoy Immortal. Good luck to you in all your title matches at Immortal 10. This has been RAWF Immortal 10. Good night, everybody.